אז אנחנו נקרא את קטע מספר 31 מתוך מאמר.
So excerpt number 31 from the article the again. Our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly refer to a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly as Hillel says, meaning, love thy friend as thyself. It is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one keeps the entire goal and the purpose. And now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and God, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as thyself. The immediate phase after that is adhesion.
קטע מספר 32 מתוך מאמר מצווה אחת.
Excerpt number 32 from the article One Commandment by Baal HaSulam. The first and only mitzvah commandment that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma for her sake is to resolve not to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, to merely provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit.
קטע מספר 33 מתוך
Excerpt 33 from Pri Chacham Conversations, anyone who regrets with the public. Our sages said, anyone who regrets with the public is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public. This is the meaning of, to the extent that a person allots, he is allotted, meaning to the extent of his kli, vessel, meaning his receptacle and its insides, that chisaron, that deficiency, will always be filled, not more and not less. Therefore, that servant of the Creator who is not regretting with a public, but feel only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also no bigger than that. Therefore, he will not be able to receive the general revelation of godliness, as in the public's comfort, because he did not prepare a kli to receive this general quality, but his own personal discernment. But one who regrets with the public feels the public's troubles as his own trouble. He is rewarded with seeing the revelation of the Shekhinah, divinity, in completeness, meaning the comfort of all of Israel, because his deficiency is a general deficiency. Hence, the abundance of Kedusha, holiness, is also general. By this you will understand the meaning of the righteous have no rest, meaning because the abundance is blessed according to the level of the lack and yearning of the righteous, to that extent, not more and not less. Therefore, they always exert to deepen and expand their receptacle, because the giver has no boundaries, only the receiver. Therefore, their whole direction in life is to grow stronger and yearn and make for themselves a receptacle by which to increase the contentment by expanding the boundaries of Kedusha and the blessing of the Lord.
Oh, it's in me.
Excerpt 34 from the article. Again, we've already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble His ways. As He is merciful, I am merciful. And as He always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to Kedusha. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance.